의뢰했어.
Today's Amud is Sukkah Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We're holding on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, six lines from the bottom, by the words of Savar Shmuel. So the Gemara just brought a machlekes Rav and Shmuel regarding Tasev Loy Min Asoy. Right, so there's a halacha that when you put the schach on the sukkah, it has to be that when you put the schach on the sukkah, so that the schach is kosher. So Mishnah spoke about a case where, let's say, you had something which was mechuber lekarka, you had some branches which were still attached to the ground, and you bent them over the sukkah as your schach. Now, something which is mechuber lekarka is pasul aschach. So at the time that you put the schach onto the sukkah, it was pasul. And then you cut the schach. So according to Shmuel, the schach is pasul because of tasav loy mina asoy. Since there's a psul of tasav, because of tasav loy mina asoy, you have to pick up the schach after you cut it. You have to pick it up and you have to re-put it on because you have to make the sukkah. When you, at the time that you make the sukkah, it has to be that it's kosher. So because of tasav loy mina asoy, it's not enough just to cut the branches. You have to then pick it up and put it back down. However, Rav holds that no, that you do, you have to make the sukkah. When you make the sukkah, it has to be kosher. But Rav holds, Ketzisasan Zuyasiasan. Rav holds that when you cut the branches, that's called making the sukkah. Memela, there's no psul over here. There's no problem of Tasalvim Nasoy. In a chanami, at the time that you put on the schach, when you bent it over while it was still attached to the ground. So at that point, there's technically a psul of Tasalvim Nasoy. But cutting the branches is like picking it up and putting it back down. That's considered Asiyasan. And therefore, Rav didn't have a problem with just cutting the branches. So Rav holds you could just cut it, and we say kitzisasan or pisikasan zuyasiyasan. And Shmuel holds that layamrina pisikasan zuyasiyasan. So frekta gemara now, the sever Shmuel layamrina pisikasan zuyasiyasan, is that really true that Shmuel holds that cutting it is not considered asiyasan? And that we mentioned before that Tzitzis also has this idea of tasa layamina asoy, because it says tasa over there as well. So there's a so the halacha is that when you make Tzitzis, when you put it into the corners and you make the Tzitzis, it has to be at the shas that you make it, it's kosher. So says the gemara, is that really true that Shmuel holds that cutting something is not considered the asiyah? V'atani Shmuel mishem Rabbi Chiya. Shmuel himself taught in the name of Rabbi Chiya that hitul l'shnei kranos bevas achas. Let's say you put the strings of the tzitzis into two of the corners at the same time. You put the strings through two corners, and presumably then you tied it all together. Ve'achar kach pasach, and then you then sever the two sides from each other. You cut it in between. Ve'achar kach pasach reshi chutin shalehen. So the halacha is that it's ksherin. Now wait a second. When you put the strings in and you tied everything and you made the tzitzis, at that time it was pasul because it was still attached. You didn't have separate corners. It's only after you cut it. So it comes out that at the time that you made it, though, it wasn't kosher. So why isn't this a problem of tasav loy min asoy? L'chayra, it's because when you cut it, that's considered the asiyah. So how could you tell me that Shmuel doesn't hold of psikas and zui asiyasan? It seems from this member of Shmuel that he does hold that when you cut it, that's considered an asiyah, and that's why there's no problem over here of tasav loy min asoy. And my lav shekayshir v'achach basic, aren't we talking about where your mamish made the whole tzitzis, and then afterwards you did the cut, to cut the two sides from each other? Says the Gemara, Laisha Paisik V'achakach Kaisher. All you did was you put the strings through the two corners together. You didn't yet tie all the knots and everything yet. Then you cut the two ends from each other, the two corners from each other, and then afterwards you tied up all the knots and all the chuliyos and everything like that. So therefore it's not a problem of tasav loy min asoy, because even though you put the strings through the corners at the time when it was possible, but then afterwards you made it, because then afterwards you tied everything all together, that's why there's no psul of tasav loy min asoy. Well, frakta gemara, basic v'achaka kaish, if you severed the two sides from each other and then you tied up all the knots and everything, so then what's the chiddush? And obviously there's no problem over there of tasav loy min asoy, so what was the chiddush that Shmuel was coming to say? Says the Gemara, I might have thought, without this member of Shmuel, I could have thought that be'inan kanaf b'shas psil. I could have thought that there's a din that it has to be that you put it into one corner at a time. And therefore, v'lekan, over here, you don't have that. You put it into two corners at the same time before you cut it. Kamash mu'an, that there's no problem of that. So it's not coming to bevarna an issue of tasalayim in the asay. The Shmuel said this to tell us that there's no problem of putting the strings through two corners before you cut them. You don't have to put it in through one corner at a time. That was the chiddush of Shmuel. So that's the Gemara now. Meisve, we have a kasha now. The Gemara now is going to ask a few kashas on Rav. Again, Rav holds that we do say ktsisas and zuyasiyasan. We say psikas and zuyasiyasan by sukkah and by tzitzis. Cutting something is considered the asiyah. Frak the Gemara, meisve, talon v'loy pasag rashi chutin shalahen. Let's say you put the strings in through the, into the tzitzis, and you put it in, but before you made it into four separate strings, you just put it in as one long, very long string, and then afterwards you cut them from each other. So the halacha is that they're psulin, meaning you put the one long string in through the corner of the tzitzis, you tied up all the knots, and then afterwards, all the way at the end, then you cut it into four separate strings. So the halacha is that the tzitzis is psulin. So what do you see from here? My lav psulin le'ilam v'tifted the rav. L'chayru, when it says psulin, it means it's pasul forever, and it's a question on rav. Rav says that we say that when you cut it, it's kosher. So you see over here that no, it's not even going to help you afterwards when you cut it. It says once you put it in like that, so then it's possible, and there's nothing you can do about it. Says the Gemara, no, Rav will be madcha, Amar locha Rav, that my psulin, at sheyifsiku. When the Braisa says that it's possible, it doesn't mean it's always possible. It means kasher husham. As it stands, at the moment, the tzitzits are possible. What's gonna be after you cut the rashi chutin, and you cut it into separate strings, so then it's gonna be kosher. It's only kasher husham as it stands right now. That's when it's possible. But eventually, after you cut it, so then it's taka going to be kosher. Says the Gemara, v'shmuel amar psulin le'olam. But Shmuel says, no, that's not the pshat in the Braisa. Rather, when it says psulin, it's mashma, it's possible forever, meaning even after you cut it, it's not going to help you, because we don't say psikosan zuasiyasan. V'chein amar blevi, psulin le'olam, it's always possible even after you cut it. V'chein amar av masna, amar Shmuel. Ramasna said the name of Shmuel, also psulin le'olam. Ika da'amri, some have a version that amar av masna, b'didi hava ovda, it once even happened to me like this, I had a case like this. I don't know if he himself made the tzitzis or the shayla came his way. So I presented the shayla in front of Mar Shmuel, and he told me that it's possible forever. So, but the point is that there's no kasher from this braisa on Rav, because Rav could tell you that when it says psulin, it just means it's possible until you cut it. But once you cut it, it's taka going to be kasher. However, says the Gemara, may we have a kasher from a mufurish braisa. So it says talin va'achar kach pasak. So here we're talking lahedya about a case that after you put it in and you tied it all together and it's one string, and then afterwards you cut it va'achar kach pasak rashi chutin shalahen, and then you cut it into separate strings. The halacha is this psulin. So this braisa is mafurish. It's not just pasul until you cut it. It says even after you cut it, it's going to be pasul. So you see that we don't say psikas and zuasi asun. So that's mamash kasha on Rav. V'oid, says the Gemara, I have another place where I have a kasha on Rav from. Because Tanya, we learned in the braisa gabe sukkah, with regards to sukkah, which we said also as tasa v'loimin asui, that the pasuk says tasa. So we darshan from Tasa, v'loy mina asoy. It can't be that when you make the sukkah, it was pasul, and then it became kosher. It has to be that the shasa siya, it was kosher. Mikana amru, from here they said, because of this idea, they said, that hidla les agefen vesadlas asakisus, that if a person puts these different things that are mechubar lekarka, he takes these different branches, and he bends them over his sukkah, v'siki chal gabon, and he put some schach over there. So the halacha is, it's psula, the sukkah is pasul. So now, in which scenario does a braisa mean when it says that it's pasul? It means it's pasul just until you cut it, or it's pasul even after you cut it? Says the Gemara Hichidami. If it's talking about when it says pasul, it means it's pasul just until you cut it, but once you cut it, it's going to be kosher, meaning maybe that's how Rav will get out of the kasha from this braisa. He'll say, it doesn't mean it's pasul forever, it's just pasul until you cut it. The braisa is talking about before you cut it. Before you cut it, it's pasul. Well, says the Gemara, it can't be talking about before you cut it, because and my ear yomishum tasa v'loimin asoy, because then the fact that this sukkah is pasul is not a chiddush in tasa v'loimin asoy. This is not because of tasa v'loimin asoy. It's something much more basic. Typically the mechubar ninu. It's because the schach is completely pasul because it's still attached to the ground. This is, if you want to show me tasa v'loimin asoy, this is not the place to show it. This is pasul for something, for a much more basic reason. It's because you don't have good schach on top of the sukkah. Ela b'shikatzon elamai. The Brice is talking about after you cut it, when the schach is technically schach kosher, it's no longer mechubar lekarka, it's after you cut it. And the katani psula, and yet still the Brice says it's pasul, even after you cut it. So you see from there that we don't say ktsisasan zuyasiyasan v'tyufta de Rav. So we have a tyufta from this second Brice also on Rav. So we have two kashas on Rav. Says the Gemara, Amar lecha Rav. Rav will tell you at least to answer the second braisa from Sukkah, meaning tzitzis, that there's no way out of. But the braisa, at least from Sukkah, that you could get out of, that halcha b'mayaskinan d'shalfinu shalufe. Meaning we understood that there was two possibilities. Either you cut it, or you didn't cut it. Says the Gemara that there's a third possibility. Rav will tell you that he didn't cut it, rather d'shalfinu shalufe. You bent it over until it just became detached. You like split it off with your hands. However, when you did that, it was in a way that even after technically it was cut from the ground, it's no longer mechubar lekarka, so it's not pasul mamish, it looks like it's still mechubar. It still looks like it's attached. Deloy min kurasiya didu. It's not nikkur, this that you didn't nasiya, this that you cut it. And therefore, that's why it's still pasul. So even though technically you did cut it, and therefore it's not considered mechubar lekarka, it's still possible because your asiyah isn't nikkur, and therefore it's a problem of tasev v'loy min ha'asoy. But says the Gemara, mikol makom talon v'achar kach pasak kasha l'rav, the first braisa from tzitzis, where it's mavur, that if you put it in, and even after you cut it, it's still going to be possible. So that's a kasha on Rav, and says the Gemara, kasha, that yeah, that's taka kasha, that Rav has no way to be madcha that braisa. The Aruch HaNer points out that the Gemara does not say tshufta. When the Gemara says tshufta, that means it's mamish, it's refuted, and there's no way out. When the Gemara says kasha, it's a lighter lashon. It means that maybe there's a way out. And the Aruch HaNer explains that Rav could have told you that braisa, that really it's a machlokes tanoim. As the Gemara is going to suggest shortly, that maybe really it's a machlokes tanoim, Rav could have gotten out of this by saying that really it's a machlokes tanoim, and Anachanami, that braisa is going, like the man Damer who says that we don't say psikas and zvi asiyasan, and I hold like the man Damer who says that we do say psikas and zvi asiyasan. Belkabonim, it's a kasha on Rav, because that's a deich dikateret, as the Gemara is even going to show shortly, that lav dafka, is there even such a machlokes tanoim. Says the Gemara, Lema Ketanai. L'chayra, this machlekes Rav and Shmuel about whether or not we say that cutting something, tzitzasan, psikasan, zui asiyasan, is really a machlekes Tanayim. Where do we see that? Because the Braisa says like this. Avar v'likta. So now we're talking about Hadassim. We're moving to Arba Minim. So by Hadassim, so there's a halacha that it has to be that the halacha is that if there's more berries on the hadassim than there are leaves, so then the hadassim are pasul. You can't use it for your mitzvah for arba minim. If the hadassim have more berries than leaves, so it's pasul. Now you could just pick off the berries and then the hadassim become kosher. But here we're talking about where it's yontif, so you're not allowed to take off the berries. Avar veliktam. Let's say a person was ivor. He didn't know, whatever. He took off the berries, lemaisa. And he was avar velikta. He took off the berries, making the hadassim, technically they're kosher now. Says the Gemara, they're pasul divi Reb Shimon bar Yitzadok. Reb Shimon bar Yitzadok says, nope, the hadassim still remain pasul. However, v'chachamim machshirin. The chachamim say, lemaisa, that the berries are off. So now the hadassim are kosher. You weren't allowed to do that, but lemaisa, now the berries are off. So now the hadassim are kosher. So says the Gemara, Savrua, the Kuli Almo, Lulav Tzarach Eged. Right now, the Gemara is going to make a few assumptions. Right now, we're assuming that everybody holds that the Lulav has to be bound together with the Adasim and the Ravis. They all have to be, the Arbaminim have to be bound together. You have to tie them together. Lulav Tzarach Eged. The Alfina Lulav Misuka. Another assumption that we're making right now is that even though it doesn't say the word Taseh by Arbaminim, so who says that there's a problem of tasav leimin asoy? Everyone understands that we learn out lulav from sukkah. They're both the mitzvahs of sukkah. So just like by sukkah where it says tasav, and therefore there's a problem, there's a chiyuv of tasav leimin asoy. So too by arba minim, there's a din tasav leimin asoy. Everybody holds and eats an eged. Everybody holds tasav leimin asoy. Dechziv gabi sukkah tasav leimin asoy. And therefore what comes out is that when being that of arba minim need an eged, and it's tasav leimin asoy, it has to be that at the time that you tie together the arba minim, it has to be that at that time, the arba minim are kosher. What's going to be if, let's say, at the time you put in the hadassim, they had more berries, and then afterwards you took off the berries? So that's going to be a problem of Tasev v'loy min ha'asa. Because when you tied them all together, the Hadassim are puzzle. They weren't kosher at the time that you tied them together. So that's technically going to be a problem of Tasev v'loy min ha'asa. The only way you could get out of that is by saying that when you take off the berries, psikasan zubi asiyasan, netilasan zubi asiyasan, taking off the berries, that's making the eged again. That's making the arbaminim. So that's going to be the shiloh over here. So l'chayr, now we had the machlaikis, Rav Shimon bar Yai Tzadok, in the chachamim, whether or not the adasim are kosher in this case. So says the Gemara, my lav b'hakamiflagi. L'chayr, the machlaikis is, this machlaikis Rav and Shmuel. The man de machshir, the one who holds that the adasim, that the arbaminim in this case are kosher, Safar amrinin got by sukkah ktsisasan zuyasiyasan. He holds, like Rav, that by sukkah we say ktsisasan zuyasiyasan. Vigabe lulav nami amrinin likitasan zuyasiyasan. So here too also, picking off the berries likitasan, he holds that's considered the asiya, and therefore there's no problem over here of tasav leiman asu, even though at the time that you tied it all together, the hadasim were possible because there were more berries. Uman the puzzle, the one who holds it, it's puzzle. He suffer loyam meaning gabe sukkah ktsisas and zuyasiyasan. The pshan is because Reb Shimon bar Yai Tzadok holds like Shmuel that we don't say by sukkah ktsisas and zuyasiyasan. And who I did over here. We don't say that picking off the berries, that that's considered the asiya. So says the Gemara that l'chayra, this machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, about whether or not we say, k'tzisasan, zuyasiyasan, is really this machlokes tanoim, about whether or not we say, l'kitasan, zuyasiyasan or not. Says the Gemara, no, it's not muchach. Look, the kuliyama loyarminan gabi sukkah, k'tzisasan, zuyasiyasan. I could tell you that really everybody holds like Shmuel. Really, everybody holds like Shmuel that we do not by sukkah say ktsisasan zuyasiyasan. Ah, so what's the pshat in the chachamim over here that say it's kosher? V'halcha b'melev lula misukkah kamiflegi. There's a machlaikis about whether or not there's a psul of tasev loy minasu be'abraminim. Do we attack or learn out abraminim from sukkah? Man de machshir, the chachamim savar loy afinu lula misukkah. It's not because you got out of the issue of tasev loy minasu. There is no issue of tasev loy minasu by abraminim. Because we don't learn out abraminim from sukkah. Uman de pasul, Rav Shimon bar Yai Tzadok called it's pasul, savar yal afinu lula misukkah. He holds that we do learn out lulav from sukkah, and there is a din tasav leiman asui be'arba minim, and therefore over here it's taka problematic because of tasav leiman asui. V'ibayi seimu, or I could tell you that really everybody holds, like Shmuel, that we do not say ktsisasan zuyasiyasan. So what's the machlekas over here? V'ibayi seima yisfirlan de lulav tzarech eged kuli amo loy pligi diafinan lulav misukkah. Had it had been true that lulav needed an eged, so then everybody would have said that we do learn out lulav from sukkah, not like the previous teretz that we just said. However, v'hachabah kamiflgi, that's goof of the machlekas over here, mar savar tzarech eged, the Reb Shimon bar Yai Tzadok holds that the lulav needs an eged, and therefore there's a problem, there's a din of tasav leiman asoy, and since at the time that you put in the hadasim it was possible, so therefore even after you pick the berries it's going to be possible. And what's the pshat that the chachamim said it's kosher? Umar savar ain't tzarech eged. The reason why the chachamim say kosher, it's because they hold that there's no din eged. So of course there's no din tasav loy min ha'asoy. But not because we don't learn out lulav from sukkah. There's no place where it would be relevant. A lulav doesn't need to be made. You don't need to make it. It doesn't need to be bound together. And therefore there's never going to be a problem with picking off the berries afterwards. There's no after anything. It doesn't ever need to be put together. And where do we see a precedent for this about whether or not lulav tzarech eged? Plug the Dani tonight, like we found already Machlokes Tanayim about this. The Tani we learned in the Braisa, that Lulav, Bein Agud, Bein She'eno Agud, Kasher. The Chachamim hold that the Lulav does not need an Eged, whether it's Agud, whether it's Enay Agud, whether it's tied together or not, so the Abraminim are Kasher. However, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer Agud Kasher, She'eno Agud Pasul, and Rabbi Yehuda says that no, Lulav Tzarech Eged. So you see, that's already a precedent to saying what we just said, that there's a Machlokes about whether or not Lulav Tzarech Eged or not. Now that the Gemara mentioned this machlekes, so the Gemara just goes a little bit just to discuss this machlekes. My time with the Rabbi Yehuda, what's taka the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? What's his makar that a lulav tzarech eged? Says the Gemara, Yalef l'kicha l'kicha me'agudas ezayif. He learns out a gzeir shav of l'kicha l'kicha from the agudas ezayif by the carbon pesach that they brought when they left Mitzrayim. Ksiv Hasam, it says over there by the Pesach Mitzrayim, it says, Ulekachtem Agudas Ezayv. It says, Ulekachtem, and it mentions an aguda. Uksiv hach, and it says over here by arbaminim ulekachtem lecham yom arishon. So mala halon, just like over there by the Pesach Mitzrayim where it said lekachtem, it was baaguda, like the pasuk says ulekachtem agudas ezayv afkanami baaguda. Sir, too, also by arbaminim, even though it doesn't mention the eged, when it says ulekachtem, we learn out from there that it means with an eged, it means it needs to be tied together, it needs to be bundled together. They don't have such a mesira to make a gzereshava of lekicha lekicha, but mainly they don't have this drasha. Says the Gemara, Keman az lahadetanya. Who does the following brisa go like? So far we have a machlekes. The Chachamim say there's no eged, and the Rabbi Yehuda holds you need an eged. The following brisa says somewhere in between. It says lulav mitzvah lo egdai, v'moy egdai kosher. There's a mitzvah to do it, but if not, it's still kosher. So that's like in between the two. So who's that like? E Rabbi Yehuda. If it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, so like he loy agdu am I kosher? Why is it kosher if you don't put an eged on it? And E Rabbanon am I mitzvah? And if it's like the Rabbanon, so why is it even a mitzvah to be magged it? What's the makar? Why would the, what would the makar be that there's a mitzvah to be magged it? To tie them all together. And the Ritva explains that it can't be that we learn it out from the pasuk of lekicha lekicha from agudas ezayv, because if something's daraisa, so unless the kachim is an exception, but generally speaking, says the Ritva by daraisas, we never find the concept of lechatchila. The Dara says something, it means it. They're not suggestions. So if we have a drasha, if there is a drasha, so then it's ma'akev. There's no such thing as a drasha and it's not ma'akev. Except for by kachim. And therefore, so who's this like? If you have the drasha, so then it should even be ma'akev. If you don't have the drasha, so then why is it even a mitzvah? Says the Gemara, la'ilam rabbanan. Really, it's like the rabbanan. La'ilam rabbanani. Umishum shenem erzeh keli vanveyu. The reason why there's an Indian, a mitzvah to be ma'agidem is al tzidr mitzvah. And hitter mitzvah is not ma'akev. Hitter mitzvah, the Ritva says al karchach is only the rabbanan. And therefore, that's why the rabbanan hold it's a mitzvah, because al tzidr keli vanveyu, which we darshan hisnayo lufana b'mitzvahs, to be mahadar a mitzvah, to beautify the mitzvahs in front of Hashem. And therefore, there's a mitzvah to make an egged, because that makes the mitzvah more beautiful when you bundle it all together. But lamaisa, if you don't do it, you're still yaitse, there's no chi of daraisa for it to be bundled together. So it comes out that the Tana of that price is really like the Rabbanan, who don't darshan lekicha lekicha, but they still have a din of hiddur mitzvah to tie them all together.